It is Monday, March 18th of 2024. The days are just getting longer and warmer, except for today. We'll talk about that a bit here on Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! Daily Drive. Oh, what is all of this craziness? There's buses and cars and everyone is just going in different directions. And some people apparently don't know where the accelerator is in their car. Okay, that's all right. There's two schools right here, right next to each other. There's a county school that's sort of an alternative high school for people or kids with various problems or having to deal with various things. Not really problems, I guess. That's kind of unfair. And then right next to it is a Catholic school. So this time in the morning can get very busy. Whoa. There we go. Okay. Sorry about that. So here's the deal. I was really kind of hoping that we were over the hump as far as this winter goes for this area, because the last couple of days have been like 60s and 70s, and just, it's beautiful. I mean, it's so nice. And then this morning we're, for this area, right back into it at 41 degrees this morning. Only going to get to like the mid-50s later. And yeah, I know there are certain parts of the country that are like, really? Oh, you poor person. Mid-50s, 41 degrees. How will you survive? It's like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to get through it. It's a tough gig. Just kidding, of course. I know that people have much more severe winter weather than what I have right here. Come on, GMC, let's go. And I get it, I'm not gonna complain. Because what would be the point? Alright, come on, let's go. Everybody go. Oh, I hope you don't block me. There are some times when I get out onto the main road. And if I see that the light up ahead is red all the way across, then I'll go ahead and I'll go to the light, because I know within a relatively short amount of time, I'm going to get the green arrow to make a left. But if it's green, then I go ahead and make a left at the intersection back there behind me, because I'll sit there and wait at that light for an entire cycle. And in driving terms, that's so long. Can't handle it. So anyway, the weather has been wonderful. It's like I said, in the 60s and 70s, and it even got into the 80s a little bit. And I'll take that. I'll take that every time. But this morning, come on. Jeez Louise, dude. This morning when I got up, it was like, oh, it's a little chilly this morning, and it was. So, we're looking at 41 degrees. Yesterday was fantastic, and I'm really glad that it was, because we took a little trip, and, I've talked about it a couple times here. We went to go see the Book of Mormon at the National Theater, and I gotta say, there was a couple of things that had me going, what the hell is this really gonna be like? Because number one, it's a musical comedy based on religion, which is not something that you would normally see. Most plays about religion are so dark and dire. All of the people that belong to this religion will go to heaven because they have suffered so much. And Yeah, you know, how you get musical comedy out of that, I don't know. But two people have figured it out, and that's Trey Parker and Matt Stone from South Park, who created the Book of Mormon, were the driving force behind it. Obviously, there were a lot of other people involved in the creation of the play, God, 10, 15 years ago, whenever it was that it came out. And it won a bunch of Tony Awards. And I've wanted to see it for a really, really long time. You know, the South Park guys really kind of push the boundary of good taste. And there's no sacred stones with them. They will eviscerate everything. They don't care. And you know, they've been called on the carpet so many times and threatened to be canceled and all the rest of that. And they apparently seem to be uncancelable. Is that a word? Doesn't matter. You guys know what I mean. Because time and time again, they go after all of these subjects that a lot of people hold near and dear to their heart. And, you know, God forbid you say anything bad or anything negative about those things, because they literally just lose their minds and, you know, start going on to all the various social networks and go, oh, you know, don't pay any attention to this person. Let's make sure that, you know, they never work again. They find out where they work and, you know, and it's a whole mess. Well, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, I just said their names again. I hope I got that right. They don't seem to care. You know, I think probably at this point they have enough money to say F you to anyone who gets super upset at, you know, the things that they do or the things that they say. And I think part of what helps them is they don't seem to be, no, they're definitely not agenda driven on South Park and a bunch of the other things. I mean, I remember when they did, oh my God, World Police, Team America, World Police. I have never laughed so hard at so many things that you're not supposed to laugh at, that I came out of the theater just cracking up. And the crazy thing was, our kids were with us, but we were not going to take them to see Team America. They were, I think they were both under the age of 10 at the time. So they went to see Shark Tales, or, you know, I mean, one of those 3D animated movies that became super popular and still are, when after Pixar kind of pioneered the genre. And I don't even remember what they thought of it, but they got out of the theater before we did, and were just kind of wandering around until we got out. And I don't think it was years, even after it was on cable that we had at the time, we were like, no, you're not gonna watch this movie. It is not intended for younger audiences. So if you've got kids under the age of like 12 to 14, don't let them see Team America or World Police. This is not a, and actually, you know what, and I gotta say one more thing about that. This was not like a 3D animated movie. This was done with like super marionette puppets, where you could see the strings, and you could see the strings on purpose. There were so many things about this movie that just intentionally broke the mold. And it was so good and so funny. And if you're offended by something in that movie, then you haven't been paying much attention to things going on. And lighten up. You know, I don't know what else to tell you, but lighten up. Well, I think that's going to do it for today. Thank you all. Thank you all so very, very much for joining me on Guy's Daily Drive. I really, really do appreciate it. And hopefully I'll have something better to talk about than the weather. Well, I guess I talked about a few other things too. But, yeah, you know, I never really know where I never really know where things are going to go. So I just kind of let things slide and let it come out of my mouth hole before it even gets a chance to get engaged by my brain hole. But if you want to get a hold of me, give me a topic to talk about if you want. You don't have to, but that would be guy@mymac.com. You can find all of the audios and all of the videos over at my website, which is vertshark.com. It's all up to date. Somehow I've managed to keep it up to date over the last couple of, I guess about a month now. There's also, I'm on the X Twitters as both Mac Parrot and Vert Shark. Of course, I'm over on the Books of Face and the Tubes of You. I have a channel over on over on YouTube called Vert Shark, where Guy's Daily Drive and the MyMac.com podcast videos are hosted. And if you go over there and look up Vert Shark, if you would, please like, share, subscribe. Would appreciate that. Make sure you tell your friends. If you're enjoying this content, tell your friends. Maybe they'll enjoy it too. Start to build up a bigger audience. I never really talk about these things because Guy's Daily Drive and the MyMac podcast, I really super enjoy doing them. MyMac especially, since I'm talking to Gaz. And it really is like therapy. It's like therapy for me. And, you know, it's fine. It's certainly cheaper. Well, maybe. I don't know. All the microphones and gear I've bought over the years, therapy might have been cheaper. But getting back to how to get a hold of me, I'm also Mac Parrot on Counter Social and Mastodon.social, Threads, what else? Pinterest, Instagram, all those things. I'm there as Mac Parrot. I don't always go to them. And there's a lot of social networks over the years that I've dropped, mostly just because they're just too friggin' extreme to the right or to the left. And it's like, I just don't have time to sit in your echo chamber and listen to your nonsense. Anyway, that is going to do it for today. So again, thank you. Thank you all so very, very much for joining me today. I really, really do appreciate it. And I hope that all of you will join me next time, right here on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.